Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening again. I am your host of this broadcast, and my name is Ibrahim. My last name is Arahim. And the title of this show this evening is A List of Style Mistakes Men Should Avoid. This is a long overdue broadcast, especially for my particular show, because the style of dressing that my show theme is under Gab 1930s. In actuality, I'm a fashion apparel designer, and my brand name is called Gab 1930s. And there's two significant reasons as a result of my company and my brand being named Gab 1930s, because based on my research, I truly believe that, and significantly the reason why I always quote that is because it was right after the Depression, and most families in America didn't have the means or the work or the financial funds in order to purchase clothing. So around that particular time, a lot of the families made their own clothing. They bought the fabrication, and they pretty much, either the mother and the family was a seamstress, and there was a lot of tailors that was also working during that particular period. So most of the clothing and most of the apparel, even for the children, was made by the families or by a tailor or someone in that community. So again, the title of my broadcast is A List of Style Mistakes Men Should Avoid, and I am your host. So let's just get started here. I have an introduction about this broadcast and who it really is catered to. Catering this particular broadcast this evening to young executives, both male and female, even though the title of the broadcast lists that style mistakes that men should avoid, but also women should avoid them also. So on later broadcasts, I will update this particular broadcast to add even more things that they should avoid. All right, first, let's get started here. The first matter discussed is knowing what you will need to build your wardrobe. Even before you land a job, you gotta look the part. And I and my colleagues believe a navy suit is appropriate for both men and women. The color evokes power, and it is ideal for the first meeting. A two-button suit creates a lean silhouette with a narrow lapel, is made of extra fine worsted wool. Black lace-up shoes for men and black medium heel pumps for women work well with. Also invest in a calf leather briefcase after you acquire the suit and shoes. The navy suit should be the first thing that you get, but after that, there are 9 more suits essentials to complete a professional wardrobe. These include Glen plaid or navy windowpane style, the bird eye style, which is a weave that looks solid from afar but has a supple texture up close, and the lightweight tan suit, ideal for spring and summer meetings. The charcoal gray solid, for example, signals that you have been around the block. The look is great for the intercompany meetings, second interviews, or meeting clients. Who will feel more comfortable with someone dressed in gray? You may be young, but you don't want to appear inexperienced. Classic charcoal suit for men has a notch collar, 2-button front, and long sleeves for tailoring. There's also a vent in the back center for extra room. Down the road, you will be able to invest in more interesting styles, such as a light gray ensemble for women. A dove color version is great for summer. These two-button blazers and wool crepe trousers has a light fluid shape, ideal for warm days, and the straight leg trousers hit just above the hip. What's more, the lining stretches with the fabric so you can move comfortably. If you're worried about how you're going to afford 10 suits, don't. Start off slowly. build up a collection, paycheck by paycheck. As long as you have 2 to 4 good suits in rotation, your clothes should remain looking fresh. Comes the fabric. All suits should be wool. If you're looking for something light in the summer, try tropical wool, which has a looser weave that allows more air to flow through the fabric, keeping you cool. Leave the linen, the seersucker, and the cotton suits to the older, established professors. The upkeep of those fabrics is much more daunting. As for casual Fridays, wearing a suit the first week of work so you can gauge how others in the office dress. For men whose offices allows khakis, maybe even denim, pair them with a simple navy blazer and penny loafers. Ladies do the same. But if you have obsession for dresses, a casual shift works with a cardigan draped over the shoulders, worn with either pumps or sandals. If you go for the latter, make sure your company doesn't have a policy prohibiting open-toe shoes. I just want to give like another little brief introduction as to why I feel as though that I have some sense of experience about helping and guiding you along this particular path. Do you want to change forever your relationship with clothes and fashion? Do you want to renew your wardrobe and your lifestyle without having to put much time in deciding about it? You just have to start thinking creatively about your own outfit. And internationally, I'm a bespoke fashion designer, and I have been for several years. I have worked in the industry in New York. I have owned my own fashion studio in New York in the garment district. So what I decided to do was to help men and women dress and help them to style their wardrobe. Listen, I have found a thriving I've done a lot of work in this particular area. So therefore I have gotten and gained several experiences in doing this. So this is what I want to do. I want to help you to reinvent your closet, and I want you to help you to start shopping within your own wardrobe. You own so many pieces that you're not aware of. Also, I want you to start detoxing and liberating your wardrobe, discovering that Gab 1930 style, and I'm a clothier, and I would help you to access quality and style, because I think that the 1930s dress and that attire can help you in your own wardrobe with some of the things that you already have. And most of those pieces from that era was very, very classical pieces. So that's one of the many reasons why I say it's so important to build a wardrobe. Now, whether you're fashion conscious or not, don't worry about that. I'm going to help you to boost your style. I have a fashion manifesto, and I want to tell you a story about how to detox your wardrobe. A whole year without buying clothes, I want to help you to give new tips on how to rediscover your style and stay fashion, frugal. And here are the tips that I have in your grooming and your style and also setting up the wardrobe. Never overuse hair gel. Great hair is the first commandment of fashion and sometimes a trendy hairstyle, like the spike hairstyle or the mohawks. Those are styles that you definitely should avoid. It's best maintained, you know, with just using a sparingly amount of hair gel. But knowing the right amount is the key. Nothing ruins the look like too much hair gel, particularly because it looks like the hair has been oiled rather than styled. Wearing the wrong sunglasses it is important to understand what shapes or shades suit you best before specific shapes complement specific face styles. For instance, aviators look great on round faces, but can make a square face look disappropriate. Always take a friend along when you shop for glasses or shades. A salesman will probably say the coolest shades that will suit you, but think about most salesmen. They are there to do what? Some of them have the experience, but most of them are there to make the sale. The next thing to avoid is knowing how to mix and match. There was a time when this trend was confined to women's clothing. Until recently, some of the famous brands started introducing on how to help people. It became an immediate favorite because this trend cuts expenses and reduces wardrobe clutter. So buy interchangeable clothes that can be differently assembled to create a new look. It's not that difficult as one have a few wardrobe essentials, which are basically classic pieces of clothing that complement everything, like a navy blue jacket, a crisp white shirt, or silver gray as a writing instrument. A good pen is lesser known for a fashion statement. When you're having or going on an interview, and you should take a nice writing pen with you, a nice writing instrument, because you don't want to pull out a big or plastic pen. Most people might not notice this, but a cheap pen will not only depreciate your look, but also your personality. Buy a classic metal pen and tuck it in your pocket. Avoid the bright and trashy ones, you know, like the bright colors. That's why I say like the Bics, the reds, and the orange pens. This is one investment you won't regret. Now, how to savor your type of outfits and what is really great. You know, a fashion terminology is a savor. An outfit is a dapple appear from blazers to shoes that must be kept ready at all times. This outfit quite literally saves a person in case that a last-minute invitation or an unscheduled date. Without this, one might have serious trouble in fashion emergencies. Messy knots and folds is the next tip. Pocket squares spell class. This is something that every time I wear a jacket or a suit, I make sure that I have a complimenting square. The only thing in this is the folded is a difficult art, and most men mess it up with even realizing it. The same holds true for ties. I think that that this particular segment will be rounding up, and I will wrap it up, and I will be scheduling a new program. I will be sending out alerts and links that you could tune in again, and you can gain and get more fashion tips. This is your host, Ibrahim Arahim, from the Gab 1930s, and this is the Great Gab Manifesto to help you in your apparel. I look forward to hearing you again, and please have a pleasant and great day. Thank you for tuning in.